What's up？
有一下，What's up, everybody? It's your girl, number one voice spacer, Bay. Hello. It's Spicer time. What's up? Bae, what is that title? I am currently experiencing a new word that I learned from the Urban Dictionary Challenge, and that is bedgasm. I feel like I'm sinking into the bed. It is so beautiful. It is so comfortable. Hello. I was finally able to catch V Spacer. Hey, do you feel blessed? Bed is comfy. Feel again for anyone who's new. Please feel free to use the hashtag V Spacer. Or if you go on to my channel, there's a free chat. Kind of stream waiting room with the live chat that you can chat on as well. I'll be reading both. I'm so tired. But like not mentally tired, just like physically exhausted. Konbanwa, minasan. I took a nap at 7 p.m. for this moment. Hey, me. Two free chat not the V Spacer chat. Damn, Zickle, thank you so much for the super. I mean, for the V what, for Spacer chats. Yo, can we call them Spacer chats? Thank you so much. Tired but unable to go to sleep. I feel like I'll be able to sleep pretty well. Oh my god. Squid, Squid, thank you so much for the Aka Spacer chat. Here to contribute my daily V Spacer tribute. Boom, 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 boom. Space chats! Space chats! So now do you know how to play poker? I actually still don't really know how to play poker. I know the aim of it. So you have two cards and you got five, like, cards in the pool, like general pool, and then you try to make like the biggest hand, right? I kind of know what is considered a big hand and what is not because you play like other games that use this, the suits, flush, straight, etc. But I don't really know the difference between like checking or calling or raising or betting or something like that. So I understood the general idea of what it was, but I didn't really know what the other part of it was. I also understand bluffing as well. Yeah. Ball's fun. Pokers are so much fun. Kirsten, thank you so much for the Aka Space Jab. Bum, bum, bum. I'm so happy my favorite V Spacer is streaming. I'm not streaming, I'm spacing. I'm spacing, yo. My body is broken. Actually broken. How are you guys? I can't believe tonight's stream turned out to be tonight's stream. I thought I could have like a nice, quiet little mushroom picking zatsu, and I didn't know that there was a full-on war that was going to happen. I didn't know that. She's gonna pass out mid-sentence. No, I'm not too tired. I'm not too s no. I'm not sleepy because I took a nap. But I'm really tired. The stream was insane. It was insane. It was crazy. I don't really know what happened. Grumble though, thank you so much for the pink super chat. Boom, boom. I mean, pooping space chat. Boom. I gotta, sorry, guys. I'm still new to V spacing. I don't really know what's happening, but thank you. Time to space out at work. Let me have a look at the hashtag for a little bit. Yeesh. It's not streaming, it's spacing, guys. Hi, babe. It's gonna be 2 a.m. I have to get up for work at 5 a.m. and I'm trying very hard to sleep, but now my brain is stuck with the word bedgasm because I have no idea what it means. Little education for you folk. How about that? Bedgasm is apparently the phenomenon of when you lie in a bed after a really long day of work, and it's a state of euphoria where your body just sinks into the bed. I think that was the definition. Oh, yeah. It was like, yeah, that's what it means. And I'm in that state. So for it's either like having a really long day at work or like, you know, whatever you do. For me, I did exercise 2 days in a row. Now, and I know what you're thinking. Babe, that's nothing. But for a rat who lives in a shed who does nothing but stream, that's a lot, okay? Okay. That, oof. Yeah, it's the oof. It's the oof when you plop into your bed. It's the oof. Oh, fit bae. Let me tell you what happened. Remember how I said last week that I was going to go to the gym last week, and if I didn't, I was a failure? Remember what happened? I was a failure because I didn't end up going last week. I was very bad. I didn't end up going. When's the V spacer schedule? Sorry, V spacing is a little different because you don't use schedules. I'm sorry, but it's not something that we do here. Yeah, I didn't go. ジムに行こうと思ってたんだけど、結局行かなくて、なんか失敗してたんだけど、今週絶対行かなきゃいけないっていう思い出があってさ、昨日結局行きました。Busy, but then I was like, okay, bye. Yeah. Oh, he didn't go last week. If you don't go this week, you're an actual failure. So I went yesterday. No! Funny. Actually, I went 2 days ago. And I went at a time where I thought it was open. But when I got there, the parking lot was empty. And I'm like, what the heck? Turns out it was closed. I was so excited. I was so excited. Because I was like, you know when you hype yourself into the mood to go to the gym? And then when you get there, it's like closed and you're like, what the heck? I was so sad. Did you get in there to check? No, I didn't. It was because you know something's wrong if the gym parking lot is empty. So I went online to check and they said they were closed. And I'm like, what the heck? I was stupid. Work out in the parking lot. So you just went home. I just went home. And so I went yesterday and then I did leg day and core day. And now I can't feel my butt. It hurts. Yeah. And then it hurts. She's Ellie. Ugh. How much do you bench? Zero. I don't bench. It hurts. And then today, I mean, okay, the reason why I wanted to have like a kind of chill though, Zatsu today is because, let's be real, I had a bad day because of just recording. And I feel like whenever, I feel it happens to quite a lot of singers or people who record. And I was talking to Mume, she's like, yeah, it happens to me too, don't worry. When you have like a bad recording day, it kind of just ruins your entire day. Uh-oh, is my internet dead? My internet's also been really annoying lately. Like, it's just, it keeps cutting in and out. I just hope that it's dying. Internet, please don't die on me. I think we're okay. No, so pretty much, it wasn't that I wasn't singing well. I just hated the sound of my voice for some reason. It might have been the song, it might have been just the day, but everything just didn't go right, if that makes sense. It's like, God, there, things weren't working, this didn't, this was like broken, this didn't work, and it was just a lot when things just don't go your way. Yeah, Crony tweeted about having a bad record. Yeah, and it kind of messes up your entire day, and I got really fed up, and I got really annoyed, and I started being really, really critical of myself, which is not good in a recording studio. So I left. And I got KFC. I went and got KFC, because screw it. What makes you feel better? KFC makes you feel better. KFC makes everything better. Ow! Makes everything better. Did you get fries? I got fries. I got a little snack box. It was really cool. Is KFC good in Australia? Let me tell you something. KFC sucks in every other single country except for Australia. Do you know why? Because we have Wicked Wings. And if you live in another country, I am so sorry that you guys don't know and you can't experience the absolute masterpiece that is Wicked Wings. So Wicked Wings is a menu on the item you can get if you visit any KFC branch in Australia. It's so good. It's not just fried chicken. What's Wicked Wings? It's pretty much, is it drumlets and wingets? Like the smaller wings? It's not like the big chunky fried chicken. It's not like that. Like, not like a bucket of chicken. It's like little wings, little drumsticks. And they have a secret spice. It's so good. It's so good. Wait, did I say menu on the item? Oh my god, we really hit peak V-Space in content, guys. Yeah, it's a menu on the item. Oh, I can't cough. My abs hurt. Ow! Ow! Ow, my core hurts. Stop making me laugh. Spicy wing. It's not even okay. It's kind of like peppery, spicy, not really spicy. The point is the secret spice. No one knows what it is. I don't know what it is. But it tastes so good. So I went and I got a little snack box that had little fries, got two wings, and I was happy. But then I felt guilty because the thing about Australian KFC is that it is so greasy. It's so bad for you. So I immediately was like, no, I don't know. Like, I feel bad. I gotta do something. We got Popeyes. It's better than KFC. No. Well, maybe better than your KFC, but not better than our KFC. No. I would dare to say Wicked Wings is probably the best fried chicken you can get from a fast food place here. Just Wicked Wings itself. Like, if you ask someone, would you rather, like, a box of fried chicken from X establishment versus a box of Wicked Wings? I guarantee you, 99% of people would choose Wicked Wings. That's how good it is. Everything else on the menu sucks. I'm sorry, but it does. Nothing compares to Wicked Wings. So, I mean, any fast food we have is greasy. Not necessarily. If you go to Japan, like, their KFC is actually not that greasy. It feels healthy in comparison. Where does Aussie KFC that isn't Wicked Wings rank, though? I don't know. I've never tried anything else. I don't think I've had anything. Oh, wait, no, I've had the burger. The burger's all right. I literally only get Wicked Wings and fries. And so does most of the population. Yeah. But yeah. It's yummy. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, my story. So pretty much after that, I felt guilty. So I came back and I was like, I don't have enough time to go to the gym again to do like arm day. But because I had like meetings. So I came back and you know what? I haven't touched Ring Fit in a while. Let's do some Ring Fit. But I freaking forgot that you can't change like the exercises that you put in. So I did even more squats today. I tried not to. I did mostly arms, but I did do some squats. And now my butt is numb. It hurts. My phone just slid down my pillow. Hello, you guys are so close to me now. With pain, get gains. That's so true, though. If you get a free trip anywhere in the world, where would you choose? Ooh, that's a good question. If there was one place in the world, where would I choose to go? I mean, the easiest answer is obviously Japan. But I'm trying to think if it was, like, somewhere that I've never been before. I don't know. My second answer has always been, like, Switzerland, because I really like, I think I mentioned this before, I really like the scenery that's there. It looks really pretty. I'd also want to go to, I really want to go to like the Caribbean or like Bora Bora or something like that. Something like that could be nice as well for like a holiday. I don't know. I've been to Antarctica before. You've been to Antarctica? I still don't know how to properly pronounce that word. Antarctica? 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 You guys say Antarctica. 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 Oh, you guys say Antarctic. Antarctic or Antarctic. It's like, no, it's Antarctica. 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 I just set my alarm. Ooh, what time's my stream? This is literally what I do every night. I look at the clock and I say, how many hours before my stream? Oh no, I should sleep. But do I? No. It's a problem I have. But don't worry about it. It's gonna be okay. Now, who am I talking to anymore? Am I talking to you? Am I talking to me? You'll never know. Hmm. There's something that I wanted to talk about, but I forgot. I had one topic prepared. Could you believe it? I prepared for V spacing. So what's with the Angry Birds stream? What about it? What's wrong with I'm just reliving my day-to-day life. Musical, thank you so much for the space chat. Who's a penguin's favorite aunt? Antarctica whale. 10 years, thank you so much for the space chat. Did you see the PC cases of Sartre ship? They have? Wait, no, I haven't seen. What? Have I? Have I? Maybe. Well, my brain is too stupid and too busy. I don't remember. You got yours yesterday. How is it? It's just so random. I didn't think anyone plays it anymore. I mean, it's a classic. And when I saw that we had perms for it, I'm like, why not? Angry Birds was the shit. It still is. It's great. It's so cool. I'm glad you like it. Preparation respacing used to be about the art, bro. So stupid. How did this respacing start? What did I do? What have I done? What was that one topic I wanted to talk about? Totally forgot. Was it food related? No, it wasn't. Game related? Don't think so. What did I do today? Wait, something really funny happened today. I was gonna say, if this doxes me, this is gonna be the most stupid way that it doxes me, but it should be okay. No one's gonna remember this anyway. So I was, I'm not gonna say where, I'm not gonna say like anything else, but I was getting a coffee in the morning. And I normally get, if I do get like a special order, and that has syrup in it, I always get sugar free instead of like just the normal, right? And the reason I want to tell this is because I've done this before and I find it so hilarious. I bought a coffee and I asked, can I swap out the syrup for a sugar free? So the sugar free syrup in the drink that I got today was vanilla, you know, sugar free vanilla. This barista, I could tell they first wrote SFW instead of SFV. And I'm like, I see you. I see you. SFW. There has to be more than one person who's done that before. SFW coffee, let's go. Oh, that's pretty funny. Wait, was that you? Hey, yo. Nah, more than one person has definitely done that before, because I've done that before by accident. Yo, we've got say-so coffee up in the house. It's funny. Do you know which? It's so that you could clearly see the W and then, like, them frantically writing a V over it. Say coffee for a say item. Yeah, bruh. I love when my coffee is safe for work. I'm going to name my coffee brand Safe for Work. SFW Coffee by Bae. That would be so on brand. I'm falling asleep. Falling asleep. I'm falling I can't believe I forgot the one topic that I prepared. This one you never prepare for. Any space is very stupid. Wait, what else happened today? I'm trying to think. Oh, no, that wasn't it. Oh, remember. I'm so annoyed. Babe, can you sing us a lullaby? I don't think so. Dun, da, da, dun, da, 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 da. Dun, da, 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 da. Da 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 da. Snuggle, do I have any dolls or plushies on her bed? Not at the moment. I used to have so many. And I used to, like, always line them up. And make sure they were all, like... Oh my god, I remember! I used to put them next to my pillow. And I'll pull up the blanket. I'd make sure they were all tucked in. To the point where I would be losing blanket as well. It was so stupid. Like, even for like animal plushies, that made no sense. I had like a wombat plushie. How do you tuck in a wombat plushie? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't have arms. It's got four little, like, cute little stubby legs. How do you tuck in a wombat? It doesn't make sense. And I'd have, like, four of them lined in a row next to my pillow, and I'd make sure they all had, like, blanket. And I'm just like, Bae, you're literally getting cold trying to tuck in your soft toys with your blanket. Bruh. And then I would, like, make sure I wouldn't move my arms so, like, they would lose blanket. Ay, ay, ay. The main point is that everyone's included. What a very Aussie thing to have. I think I got it from, like, must have been a charity event or something. I don't remember. I used to have a lot of, like, cute little plushies that I bought. Like, they had a lot of charities where they would sell, like, plushies or like soft toys, and I would always buy one, and I would have like this whole collection of them. Yeah. Can't wait till the day my Lord Mr. Squeaks plushies arrive. Mr. Squeaks plushie. Did you have a drop? Yes, I had a koala plushie too. A koala plushie had lots of bears. A wombat. What else did I have? I think I had like a white lion as well. I remember. Yeah. I never had a kangaroo though. I don't think. How big is your bed, babe? Hey, I was a very small baby, and I just didn't move throughout the night because I'd just be surrounded by plushies. She ate the kangaroo instead, Yaba. 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 Good night, B-Space. You're gonna wake up in 5 hours. Good night. Good night. Was, are you still tiny? Yeah, I am, but like, obviously not as tiny as when I was baby, you know? And also, my bed is smaller now, because I live in a shed. D card. Thank you so much for super space chat. There's another D cup in chat. I think someone's impersonating me. Hey, stop that. Identity theft is no joke. Stop it. Stop it. I'm falling asleep. What's happening? Sudden ASMR. I'm not sleeping. I'm awake. I just zoned out a little bit. Anyway, build your shed in rust. Oh, yo, I should do that. That's a really good idea. Season 3, building rat shed in rust. Yo. Insanity, thank you so much for super space chat chapping. I'm too tired to. I don't know what's happening. Stop it. Don't. Be cringe. Why did that make me laugh so much? Fire, thank you so much for the space chat. Bay upgrade from gamercation gamer shed. Thank you. Your mission is to get a good night's sleep. I might go get some sleep now. Not as funny of a space. I wasn't too unhinged tonight. It wasn't that long of a space either because I'm getting sleepy. あ、今夜ね、ウィスペースはちょっと短くになります。ちょっと眠いので。Mouth card くんどこ ?I put my mouth card in! そう忘れてた、どこ ?Here! ブン。Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. I'll see you guys tomorrow. see you guys tomorrow with Angry With Angry Bird. Good night. Oh, I sweet dreams. oh, it hurts. Okay, bye bye. おやすみ。おやすみなさい。